This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is working to quell Democratic anxieties over his unsteady showing in his debate with former President Donald Trump. He's not the debater he used to be, Biden conceded at a rally Friday in North Carolina. AP correspondent Josh Boak reports former President Trump was succinct and coherent, but didn't always tell the truth.
I think one of the most...
He was succinct and he was coherent, but all of his arguments often built on falsehood after falsehood after falsehood. At one point, he claimed that the lower insulin prices that President Biden made possible, in fact, came from him. He claimed not to have had sexual affairs with a porn star, and the two candidates at one point were debating their golf scores.
Rotting trash is putting and piling up close to where people are sheltering in tents across Gaza. That's according to UN officials Friday, raising fears about the spread of disease. Speaking from Central Gaza, UNRWA Senior Communications Officer Louise Waterich said,
"Things I'm seeing is around 100,000 tons of waste piling up, and this is really the case now across the Gaza Strip. There is no waste distribution. There is no solution to the waste distribution. The living conditions are extremely dire."
The combined with the summer heat, lack of sanitation, food and water increased the risk of communicable diseases outbreak, World Health Organization spokesperson Tariq Jesarevic warned.
First is water contamination. So when you have a hot weather and you have a lack of clean sanitation, the water sources can become more easily contaminated, and that will bring more diseases like diarrhea.
Israel has laid waste to much of the Gaza Strip after Hamas attack on October 7th killed 1,200 people. This is VOA News. A research expert has told the United Nations Security Council that ballistic missile remnants found in Ukraine came from North Korea. Jonah Leff is executive director of Conflict Armament Research, an organization that has been tracing weapons used in attacks in Ukraine since 2018. He gave the council a detailed analysis of the remnants of the missile that struck Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, on January 2nd. The United States and its Western allies clashed with Russia and North Korea at Friday's Security Council meeting. They said North Korea and Russia had violated a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The country's official name, Russia, dismissed the baseless accusations, and the DPRK dismissed the meeting. Russia's defense minister ordered officials to prepare a response to U.S. drone flights over the Black Sea, and an apparent warning that Moscow may take forceful action to ward off the American reconnaissance aircraft. Anti-government protests in Kenya have left some shops, like one belonging to Francis Ochling, in ruins, but what also lies in tatters is Kenya's plan to tackle its heavy debt burden with IMF support. Details from Reuters' Christy Kilburn.
Francis Ochieng is struggling to come to terms with the damage inflicted on his business in Nairobi.
"It is hard. I do not know where to start, and I have a family. I have a wife with a small child and school-going children."
Someone else likely counting the cost of the unrest, Kenya's president, William Ruto. His withdrawal of support for a finance bill has complicated efforts to tackle Kenya's heavy debt burden. The IMF has urged Kenya to meet revenue targets to access more funding. But now, Kenya is shifting from raising revenues to cutting spending. Some activists say they don't trust the government won't still try to implement tax rises, and many have vowed to keep calling for Ruto to step down.
The United Kingdom's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has called out Nigel Farage and his Reform Party for a racial slur about his Pakistani heritage used against him.
"Well, when you see Reform candidates and campaigners seemingly using racist and misogynistic language and opinions, seemingly without challenge, I think it tells you something about the culture within the Reform Party."
Tensions rising between political parties in the UK ahead of the July 4th elections. The Homeland Security Department says that 300,000 Haitians already in the United States will be eligible for major expansion of temporary legal status because conditions in the Caribbean nation are unsafe for return. The expansion of temporary protected status applies to Haitians who were in the United States on June 3rd and will last until February 3rd, 2026. I'm Tommy McNeil.